Father, we thank you again that you have given us music, that you have given us the ability to play these songs, to form these notes into melodies, and to form these words into sentences that just continue to exhibit and to demonstrate of who it is that you are and what you've done in our lives. Would you continue just to work within us again as we hear from what it is that you have to say for us, as you continue just to guide us and allow us just to lean more into your Holy Spirit, that we can, again, just be subjective to it, that we can yield to it, that we can continue to grow within it, God. And so, Father, again, would you just be upon me? Would you continue just to use me as your vessel, just to lead these people well, just to preach your word well, but ultimately, again, just to obey it myself, that I would be subjective to the same word that I would proclaim, because it is your word that we obey, that it is your word that we follow through. So would you continue to work within each and every one of us and allow us again just to dive deeper into you, to continue to be bold in your name and just continue just to love you and to adore you and to glorify you with everything that we have. And so, Father, we do these, we pray these all in Jesus' name. Amen. So we've been in this series fresh for about a month now, and we've covered four big change of perspectives. We've changed how we look at our purpose, and that even though we know that we're flawed and broken people, that Jesus redeems us and that he's called us to love him and to love his people. We've changed how we look at the way we worship and seeing that there are seven different Hebrew words for praise. We saw that in praising God, it can be more than just singing a song, and that God is worthy of all the praise that we have. And then we looked at how we change the way we see God's word, that it's not just another book, but it's one filled with truth, wisdom, and worth more than anything else in this world. And then last week, we looked at what it meant to have a fresh view on the church, that the purpose of the church is threefold, that it's to worship God, to edify his people, and evangelize the world. It's in seeing all of this together, of having a greater purpose to praise God through his holy word alongside of his church, that it brings us to what I want to dive into for the next month. For this month, I want to lay before you where I feel like God has been guiding me here as the English pastor at West Houston. And this has been a long process in which it started over a year ago, where I began writing some things down. And I've had multiple pastors and advisors take a look at this, and I've taken their feedback, and I've revised and modified this document more times than I can think of. But most importantly is that I've been praying about this direction that I feel God is leading us through throughout this whole ordeal. And when I was in the final parts of this, in fact, Brittany and I prayed about this document every single night before going to bed. And so today what I want to do is go over the mission statement that I feel like God has given us. And then next week we'll cover the vision statement. And then the following 2 weeks, we'll look at the core values, because all of these together are what I feel like I want the EM at West Houston to be defined by. And so today, again, we'll cover the mission statement, and I want to say this early, and I want to say this often. We are to grow hearts for Jesus, his people, and his world. We're to grow hearts for Jesus, his people, and his world. So let me cover real quick what exactly is a mission statement, why it's important, and then I'll spend the majority of our time expanding on what I mean with the mission statement for West Houston. Oh, and by the way, if you want, in the description of this video, you can find a PDF of the full document written out, and I would highly encourage that you read through it. So for starters, what exactly is a mission statement? Now, if you've majored in business or you work for a company that has thought this through, then you may have heard of this idea of a mission statement. But simply put, a mission statement is describing what we're here for. Right, it's describing why a company, an organization, or in our case, why our church exists. And perhaps the best way to explain a mission statement is just to read a few from other companies. Tesla, for example, it's to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. PayPal is to build the web's most convenient, secure, cost-efficient payment solution. And Nike is to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete in the world. If you have a body, you're an athlete. Right, with each of these mission statements, you get an idea of why the company is here. In one statement, you understand the industry that that company is in and what they're looking to do. Now, why do we have mission statements? What's the purpose of them? Mission statements help give clarity. And our mission statement, it tells everyone who comes to our church what they can expect. And in the same way, it tells us as members what we're expected to do. You see, our mission statement is communicating to the world why we feel like God has placed us on this place in the earth that we're in. Think of the mission statement like the title of an article. If you skip the title, you probably could figure out what the article was talking about just by reading through it. But if you read the title, then you know exactly what the article is trying to say, and you enjoy and you execute it that much better. But a mission statement also unifies us in one direction. When we all know what we're here for, it allows us to make decisions and pursue projects that align with the overall goal of what our purpose is. See, there's a story of two people riding a Titan bike up a hill. And when they finally get to the top, one of the riders says, "Wow, that was just a really tough climb." And the other rider replies, "Yeah, and if my hand wasn't on the brake the whole time, we would have fallen back down." You see, if we aren't all moving in the same direction, then we risk pulling each other back. Having a mission statement ensures that we're all pedaling upwards and onwards. But again, like I said, this isn't a message about mission statements. It's a message about our mission statement. So let me expand on what exactly that I mean in each part of growing our hearts for Jesus, His people, and His world. Now, if you've been with our church, then this mission statement may sound familiar or even repetitious. And I think that should convey to you that this isn't something that just popped up in my head. This isn't something that just came up randomly, but it's something that's been on my heart for quite some time. And I hope to explain why it should be on yours. So the first part here of our mission statement, again, is to grow hearts for Jesus. Our first priority here at West Houston is to plant Jesus into the hearts of others and to deepen the roots of those already having a relationship started. Before you can move on to any other step within our church, you first need to make sure that your faith is in the one who gave his life for ours. Let me explain it this way. Think about the last time that you were on an airplane. And I know because of everything going on, that might have been a while. But whenever the plane is about to get ready to take off, the plane's flight attendants always do the same safety protocol checks, right? And they always tell you when it comes to this part that when it's time to put your oxygen mask on, you make sure yours is on first, right? Before you can help others, before you can help your own kids, you need to make sure your oxygen mask is on. Because if things get worse or things get dicey, then those who depend on you need you to be breathing. And the same is true with Jesus. Before you can go and bring others to church, before you can go and disciple other people, your relationship with Jesus needs to be on point. If your soul isn't connected to the oxygen mask, then how can you expect to connect others to it? But this isn't just limited towards new believers. Even if you've been a lifelong Christian, your aim should be to deepen and widen your relationship with Jesus Christ. I heard this from the speaker at Camp Fusion, but think about when you're talking to somebody who's married or in a long-term relationship. If you ask them about the relationship and they always tell you the same story, if they always tell you the same experience, it makes you wonder, like, well, what's going on in their relationship? Why don't they have anything new to share? Like, hasn't anything happened since they got into their relationship? The same question should apply to us who follow Christ. If you're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, how has your heart grown deeper in love with Him? How has your faith shown you a different side of grace that Jesus pours out upon you? Ultimately, for us at West Houston here, we want to design things to help people grow their hearts for Jesus. Whether they're a brand new Christian, a young growing youth, an adult serving as a teacher, or an elder preaching from the stage, we want to be strategic in how we help people move from where they are to the next level with Jesus. The second point that we dive into here in our mission statement is to grow hearts for His people. The idea here is that no one is an island. We aren't meant to do life on our own. In fact, even from the beginning of creation, God created Eve as a helper for Adam. And we as God's creation are meant to love, encourage, disciple, and develop one another together. And the only way that we can do that is if we commit to it from the beginning. And that's why it's part of our church mission statement now, is to be intentional with building and developing hearts for one another. Now, this is going to be more uncomfortable for some of you than others. And for all of you introverts who are listening in, you've had all quarantine to charge up your batteries, myself included. So it's time to come out and to make some friends, right? But joking aside, lasting relationships, real relationships, is not an easy task. It's going to require all of us to be open, honest, and real with one another. It's going to require us to be vulnerable with one another, to talk about issues that we're struggling with, to talk about problems that we're having and sins that keep creeping back into our lives. It's going to require us all to acknowledge that it's okay for us not to be okay. Because it's only when we admit that we're broken that we can be put back together again. In the same way that you first have to recognize that you are lost, that Jesus can find you. It's in loving Jesus we're driven to love one another. And growing our hearts for Jesus, it grows our hearts for one another. And I'll close with this for this point with a quote from Max Lucado. In reference to the importance of Christians gathering together, he said this: "Questions can make hermits out of us, driving us into hiding. Yet the cave has no answers. Christ distributes courage through the community. He dissipates doubt through fellowship. He never deposits all knowledge in one person, but distributes pieces of the jigsaw puzzle to many. And when you interlock your understanding with mine, and we share our discoveries, when we mix, mingle, confess, and pray, Christ speaks." So the final part of our mission statement here is to grow hearts for God's world. So while we definitely need to make sure that we are connected with Christ and his followers, our hearts also have to go out to those who don't have a relationship with Jesus yet. And as we stated earlier, the primary purpose of West Houston is to grow hearts for Jesus. And this is absolutely including of the world that he has placed us in. Every single one of us has a completely different and unique place in this world compared to everyone else. I've spoken about this before, but if you are here, you are in a unique friend group and you have a unique work group and a unique class or a unique hobby. Whatever these groups that you are in, your voice is different than my voice and different from any other church member. You have a connection to this group different than anyone else does, and it's through those connections that Christ can work. But growing our hearts for God's world is more than just about the people that we know. It also includes the people that we've never met yet. And I'm spilling a little bit into the vision here, so you'll hear a little bit of this again. But next week, the goal that I want for us, God willing, is that in the next 12 months or so, pending all this COVID stuff and everything going on, is that we as the EM, we would take a domestic trip. That we would go somewhere in the U.S., Texas, Oklahoma, somewhere greater, wherever it may be, and that we would tell people of who Jesus Christ is. And ultimately, within the next 5 years, that we would go internationally and spread the love of God to the world. The focus here is that we don't focus on just ourselves, and we don't focus on just the people we know, but we focus on Christ and making him known to every heart. Because when Jesus is on fire in your heart, he either spreads around to the people you interact with, or it goes out. So let me say this in conclusion. If we want to see God move in new ways, then we have to do things that we've never done before. Like I said last week, our church has been blessed these many years, and my hope and prayer is that he continues to give us many more years. But we have been called to a greater purpose than to just enjoy the building that we've been given. We've been called to proclaim the glory of the one who saved us. Now, if you're joining us for the first, second, or however many times this has been, and you haven't made a decision, then what's holding you back? What's stopping you? If you feel like God is moving in your heart, then respond to that. Reach out to us and connect so that we can connect with you. Join us on this mission that God has placed us in and start fresh with us today. And if you've been here at West Houston for however many years that is, what does the next step in your relationship with Jesus look like for you? Is that diving into a new Bible study that you've been putting off? Is it being baptized and declaring your faith publicly to those around you? Is it stepping into a leadership or teaching position that you've always been scared of? Is it asking to start a new project or ministry that God's been pressing upon your heart? Whatever step, big or small, that you decide to take, how are you taking your relationship with Jesus to the next level? Because at the end of the day, the only one responsible for your growth with Jesus, it's not me, but it's you. So how will you respond? How will you grow your heart for Jesus, his people, or his world? Let me pray. Father, again, we just come before you with this one purpose in mind, that again, you would help us grow hearts for you, for the people, and for this world, that you would continue to allow us to dive deeper and wider into a relationship with you, that we would dive into these relationships with other followers of you, that we would encourage one another, that we would build one another up, and ultimately, again, that we would be encouraged to go out into this world and to spread your love to those around us. Because it's your desire to save as many as possible. It's your desire to reach out and to touch the hearts of everyone. And so, Father, again, would you help us through these days? Would you help us be bold? Would you allow us to take the next step in our relationship with you? Would you allow us to take the next step in the relationship with those around us? And would you allow us to take the next step out into this world? Wherever it is that you have us placed, wherever it is that you want us to be, would you allow us to be bold for you? And so, Father, again, we just continue to ask that your Holy Spirit be upon each and every one of us. That, again, that it would empower us, that it would give us courage, and ultimately that it would give us wisdom. And, Father, again, as we pray through this mission that you've placed upon my heart and the heart of West Houston here, would you continue to move? And would you continue to move us? And so, Father, again, we just continue to pray. And we just ask that we would continue just to pour your grace upon us through this week, through these days, that we would continue to lean upon you for understanding, and that we would continue to lean upon you in all aspects of our lives. And so, Father, again, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity that we have just to gather, to praise, and to worship you, and to love you. And we do these, and we pray these all in Jesus' name. Amen.